020, the fourth shiur, I believe, in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, Tuesday night. Okay, a few points to go over from last time, not that anybody from last time is here, and not that anybody that's here was here last time, but it's for me, as I say. The only way I keep the shiur going is because it's just for me. So, I was here last time. The issue of that in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says on Ksiva, you do make Bechasa Torah, Dalet and Hay it is. That in Siv, which is it? Mem Zayin. Simen Mem Zayin, Hilchos Bechasa Torah. The issue that in Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says on writing, you make Bechasa Torah, and in Siv Dalet, he says on Hirhur, you don't. And Achreinen discussed that. So the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting perspective, which is echo. It's really Reb Tivega and the Tshuvas says the same idea. Very interesting idea that Avada, you don't make a bracha on Hirur. But since Ksiva developed into the method of transmittal of Torah, since Torah Shebaal Peh was allowed to be written down, so it turns out that Ksiva is the way Torah is transmitted. It's a major way for the transmittal of Torah. So it takes on the chashivas of teaching. It takes on its own chashivas, and therefore that could be a difference between Ksiva and Hirur. That's an interesting thought. It's in the Aruch HaShulchan, and it's in Kivegir and the Tshuvas. Okay. Yesterday we said the Mishnah Berurah brings down three places in davening where you should daven that your kids should grow up okay in Ruchnius. So he says Uvolatzion, we say Laman lo nigal lo rik v'lo neled la behalah. So that's okay. Yeah, we understand that. And he says Abichatayra by Vania Anachma v'tzetzainu v'tzetzainu v'tzetzainu. So okay, we get that. But then we were puzzled. He said an Avarabba. So we weren't quite sure where. It's a big bracha. There's nothing about children there. There's nothing. So I looked it over today, and I thought. I decided maybe it's Velone Voshi Olam Vaed. Maybe that would be like Velaman Lo Nigal Lerik Velone Veva Behalah. So Velone Voshi Olam Vaed, meaning we shouldn't have Busha and Olam Haba, or even that our link to eternity, which is our children, so we should not carry busha in it. There's a Chazanish. If anybody's interested, the Chazanish composed a tefillah for someone. It's in the Igros Chazanish. Apparently, it's for someone that's slipping. So he composed a tefillah for the parent. I mean, there's nothing. So, pass it around. It's Ayin Dalet. But the story goes, I don't know, the story is that and he told the person who he composed it for, pass it around, Ayin Dalet. He said that even though you say a person is a Baal Bechira, like what's Shaykh to Davin? So he said, but you're an interesting answer, because the Chodesh HaDovah says that every time you Davin for your own Ruchnius, like you're a Baal Bechira, what are you Davining for? So, the mother says Teirutzim, but here it's someone else. So the Chazanish, at least in the story I saw, Chazanish said, because you're also a Baal Bechira, so and you're choosing to daven for the other person's ruchnius, and that's also a good deed, and therefore it can have an effect. You're also exercising your free will in choosing to daven for the other person, so that's a skus. It might be omate for the other person. Okay, that's another. Okay, so I don't know. Velone Vosli Olam Vaed. Maybe that's it. Okay, we discussed yesterday. The Magen Avraham says that a ger can say Asher Bochar Bonu. We call her Amim. So we said, how come? Like Taka. So he said, okay, he's joining Klal Yisrael. So he's talking about Klal Yisrael. So he's joining Klal Yisrael. What? That's what the Magen Avraham himself says that pshat. that his neshama was there at Har Sinai too, and he was included, and he was there. And the Magen Avraham writes that. I found that like, you usually don't have such a injection of medrash into Nigla. That's what I was like, pretty taken aback at that. But that's the Magen Avraham himself says that. I looked at the Magen Avraham, but Shmuel doesn't bring down that part. So the Magen Avraham Taka says that. Okay. The rabbi's speech of Landau's Bar Mitzvah, the famous rabbi's Landau Bar Mitzvah speech, I went through the Birchas HaTorah and explained what each one signifies. But I realized as I was going through the siman here that it's not right of me to take all the credit, to take all the kavod. Rishonim talk about it. They just talk about that it's very specifically, there's two ideas I want to give over to you because it's in the Rishonim. And therefore we're making Birchas Torah, we should like at least once in a while fleetingly think. They don't talk about what each bracha, they don't talk about like each bracha's concept, but they just said that the each bracha corresponds to something. And you should work it out for yourself. If it's three, Rabbeinu Yonah bracha says, and the reason I'm speaking it out, because this is something we say every day. Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's three brachas, Rabbeinu Yonah says it corresponds to Mikra, Mishnah, and Medrash. Again, Medrash not being Agadah, but Medrash meaning like Sifra Sifri, Darshaning Psukim. It corresponds to Mikra, Mishnah, and it's those three parts of Torah. You could decide yourself, probably Asher Bochar Bonu, I would vote for Mikra. That's the most closely related to Hashem giving us the Torah. The closest thing that he gave us is probably Mikra. I don't know, you'll decide yourselves. Mikra, yeah, and that's why we say Psukim. And so Rabbeinu Yonah continues to say, that's why we make sure in the morning to say Psukim, Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha. And we say Mishnah, which is Elul Dvorim, which is a Mishnah and a brisa of unknown origin. It doesn't appear anywhere that we know of. Just, it's there. The closest thing to it is a brisa in Masechet Shabbos, which is close, but no cigar. Like, that's not really it. And we say, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Yasri Midos, is the corresponding brisa, Medrash. That's Medrash Psukim. How to darshan them? That's really the quintessential medrash. Rabbi Shmuel Omer is the Hakdoma to Torah's Kayanim. That's what the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Vishloshes Remidas, and Torah Nedroshes, is the introduction to Torah's Kayanim. That's what it is. We put it in the Siddur, but it comes from Sifra, and it's the introduction to Torah's Kayanim. You know, one day we're going to learn Torah's Kayanim, right? You know, with Malden. All right. And we're going to learn the So if it's three, we never. I think I've said Glee Nebbet is Nidrei Havoi. You learn the Sechus Mubarak. Nodar al Dovah Shei Yesha. So it's not even Chal in the first place. You don't have to say Glee Nebbet. So Rabbeinu Yonah says if it's three, it corresponds to these three. If it's two brachas, then it's Keneged Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, which probably we should focus on more, because we sort of assume it's two brachas. That's how we paskins, even though not so clear. We just paskins to say it with a vav. But we had yesterday, we went through the Inyan, it's very unclear bottom line how many brachas it is. Although I want to talk about it a little more today. But the bottom line is that if it's three, it's that, and if it's two, then it's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The Marsha has a different take on it. I'm only saying over to Marsha because I have a cute story to tell with it. I saw the Marsha brought down from someone, and he didn't say what the Marsha says. And I just got my 14, number 14 Bar Ilan. I just received my 14 Bar Ilan. They're up to 14. Gears of 14. You know, you keep upgrading. You know, so they just came out with 14. So I'm in my house, and I have to stand up, and it's getting harder and harder for me to stand up. And I have to stand up and go to the bookcase and look for a brachas gemara. That's what the marshal was. And all my gemaras have the side, like they're all ripped off. So I can't tell. I have to stop like guessing which volume it is. Look up the Marshon, it's small print. And then wouldn't it be great if Bar Ilan, who keeps adding things, wouldn't it be great if they put in the Marshon? Like, that would really be something. Isn't that a Marshon? Like, that's pretty. And I click, 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 and there it is. They put in the Marshon, Chidushi Halachas and Chidushi Halachas. They put it into the Bar Ilan on every Masechta. It's fantastic. And so that's, I don't know. So I just. So my wife wasn't so happy because she likes when I stand up. Okay. Anyway, the Marsha says that the three brachas, it's a famous principle in many areas that we say there are three things in life when things are good. Tov, Orev, and Moel. If you ever learn Mishle, you'll come across this a few thousand times in Malga. Tov, Orev with an ayin, and Moel. Tov is it's some good. It's a good thing. It's good. And Orev means it feels good. Feels good. Not everything that's good feels good. And Moel means it has good effects. Sometimes something could have good effects and be bad. Something could be good and not have good effects. So Torah is Tov and Orev and Moel. So that's the three brachas. But I said, oh, all right, that's. It's good to know. These three, in Jewish thought, this comes up a lot. Tov, Orev, and Moel. Okay. It comes up in a lot of places. In Mishle, it'll come up like a few thousand times. A few hundred times. It comes up often. When you're talking about good, how things are good, and how to judge things, so these are three, like, commonly used classifications. You judge something by if it's Tov and if it's Orev and if it's Moel. That's how you judge something. You want to know, right? Look at your life. Tov, yeah. Orev, Moel, some of the time. Moel, thanks. You know, are you accomplishing? Are you Moel for others? Is it having good effects? Okay. Now the Indian of the 2-3 brachas, I don't know. We were puzzled yesterday. The Mechaber says, say Vaharim would evolve. So that would mean it's two brachas. The Ramah says, say without evolve. Not going to say without evolve. Then Tov Yosef to say it with a vav, so that's because if you're not sure, to say it with a vav. With a vav is a you can't go wrong policy, but we're still not sure. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, we say it with a vav. Then he says, and the Gabi entering Omen, if the last of the Torah, Yesh Deos Beino Achronim. So we say, wow, it sounds like a new thing, Yesh Deos Beino Achronim. That's the shalif, it's two brachas or three. Like, what are you making it sound like a whole new issue? So it seems that it's not so partial. Like, the Arizal held it was three, Berheite brings down, the Arizal held it was three brachas, and he said Amen, but he still said Viharivna. He held the Nusuch is Viharivna. That's still the way the Nusuch should be, with a vav. Apparently, some say that, you know, you're really faced with a pickle if you're not sure what to do. This is what the Mishnah Berurah means, Bekitzur. Answering Amen when it's inappropriate is bad, and not answering Amen when you should is also bad. So, that's what the Mishnah Berurah means, Bekitzur. And there's different shittos to each side. Like, what in the class, the Mishnah Berurah really ends up that it's unclear if it's three or two. And we're saying vav because that's where you can't go wrong thing. So what about answering Amen? Because it's like, either way, you can go wrong. So what should you do the ma'isa? So that's the Deus Bein Achronim. What is it better to do? Is it better to answer Amen when maybe you don't have to? Or is it better to not answer Amen when maybe you do have to? Our minhag, of course, is to not answer amen. And I don't know, there's more of a consensus has developed. I said, because nobody had answered amen in all these years. So, okay, it must be two brachas. It's very negeh by your 100th brachas chart. If you're going to count it as two or three brachas. Okay, we move on to Siv Zayin. Birkas Ahavas Olam, and he's talking about Shachris, but the Mechaber, David Svard, which is why we don't follow the Mechaber, just kidding. Birkas Ahavas Olam, we call it Ava Rabba, but it is very Nogea Meirev too, Mishnah Berurah says, this din. Birkas Ahavas Olam, Poteres Birkas HaTorah, Im Lomad Miyad B'li Hefsik. Okay, so the din that Ava Solom Poteres Birkas HaTorah is a Gemara, Bavli. The din of Im Lomad Miyad B'li Hefsek is a Yerushalmi that says V'hu Shalomad Al Asar, if you learned Afanor Bim Koma. So we'll see what it means by Miyad. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ava Solom, look at Ava Solom, Lufi Masha Posek, Lakama Mesim and Samach Sif Aleph, that's the Nusach, even for Shachris. Ava Lohara Moshom, Omer, Mava Rabba, the Shachris, Uposhut, Hu Adin, the Birkas Ava Solom, the Arvis Gam Kain Shepo Teres. So, and then it would, of course, be Ava Solom, the Zilbos and Taima, the words of the Bracha cover the concepts of Birkas HaTaira. So now, Mishnah Berurah speaks out, when would it be relevant to count the might? You know, Bishlam in the morning, you forgot to say Birkas HaTorah. So you said Abba Rabba, you were Yotzei. Well, you're not sure, so you're Yotzei with Abba Rabba. When is the night relevant? The Nafkamina, if you slept, the Shinas Klab, right before Ma'ariv, and you didn't learn yet, Linyan Amobar, Vyoshin Shinas Klab, Mitoso Kodem. So Ladas, Amachaba, Lakama, Besim Yudalev, the Shinas Keva, Havi Hefsik, and you have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. But we're not so sure what to do. But that's only because of Suffolk Brachos. We don't want to take the chance. But certainly, if you sleep a Shinas Kvah B'yom, you should have in mind always, every day. If you sleep more than a half hour in the day, you should always have in mind that night's Ma'ariv to be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah without asylum. We call him Tov Yosef. So you have it, certainly the best. You know, do we pass when you don't make Birkas HaTorah?
Isn't Shina Keva is when you intend to actually go to sleep?
What?
Isn't Shina Keva when you actually intend to go to sleep? And not just a nap?
Over a half hour for Shina's Keva.
Regardless of what type of sleep it is?
Yeah.
So if you just take a nap, you're tired during the day, you take a nap and...
Over a half hour for Shina's Keva.
And so you have to say...
You, no, we pass when you don't. But we pass can you know because of Suffolk Brachas. And certainly the Mishnah Berurah now, right here, it's from the Mem Zion, Siv Zion, is suggesting that if you remember, you know, he's suggesting that it would be the better part of, you know, it would be a good idea to remember by Ma'ariv and have in mind, just in case you do have to make Birkas HaTorah, you're being motzi the rest of your learning that day with the Bracha of Ava Solom. We're going to see that in a moment too. That maybe you don't need specific kavanah. We'll see that in a moment.
But so not what the connection between Birkas Torah and
if you look at the nusach of the bracha, it talks about we're asking Hashem to that we should understand Torah. It's true; it doesn't have the praises of Hashem of Baruch Ato Hashem Asher Bo Chabano. It doesn't have the praises, but it has the basic concepts of Torah, Hashem gave us Torah, we ask that we, the Harivna, like we ask that we be able to learn Torah. It has the basic idea. We talk about, you know, Hashem Bochabonu, we do praise Hashem, Ava Solom, Bechisol, Am Chahotet, Torah, Mitzvah, Shukim, and Mitzvotim, Osonu, Limadata. I mean, the basic themes of Birkas HaTorah are there. It's a chiddush. I mean, that's what the Gemara. It's a chiddush, but the Gemara says this chiddush that this could substitute for Birkas HaTorah. It's probably another notch in the belt of those who claim that Birkas HaTorah is not an ordinary Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's more of a Birkas HaShvach about the Torah. Obviously, that lechora would be a clear another indication of that.
Plus, isn't there a problem that if you're not sure whether or not you said brachat Torah in the beginning, and then you wait till in Shacharis, and then you wait till Avarabah, then you're saying all this musukim though?
It is a problem, but the mechaber. But you have no solution. We're talking about a person that's, well, what are we talking about? A person that forgot to say Birchas HaTorah. Now, when did he remember? So, if he remembered, if he started Tzuka de Zimra, and he remembered in Tzuka de Zimra, we weren't sure what I would paskin. I think I would paskin he should not make. There's enough shitas that you don't make Birchas HaTorah over Tzukim and Davening, that I would say Biyosi with Avarabba. And just hang in there until you get up to have a rabbi and have a mind to be Yosef and have a rabbi. Maybe you don't even have to have a mind. We'll see about that also. But we're just speaking out why he's making such a big deal out of the night is because it could be very negay if you slept Shinas Kva before Meiriv. With Das HaMachabe that it's a hefzik, and even if we're Mekel, but we're only Mekel because of Sofek, so certainly it's better. Yeah, that's a depressing nafkamina. There are shitas that if someone we paskin that you make Birchas HaTorah once in the morning and it helps you for the whole day, and we don't look at hefsek or hesek hadas, and even if you right things that would normally constitute hefsek or hesek hadas do not perturb do not bother, they don't ruin the Birchas HaTorah. You don't have to make Birchas HaTorah again. That's become the common din. But really, there are shitas and achronim, like Mogen Avron, and other chashim achronim that hold that Birchas HaTorah helps because, like, you're always holding by learning. You're always going to come back to the Gemara. You just take a temporary respite, and you're going to work. But you're always your mind's always on the Gemara and this. But if you have a fella that says if never learns after Meiriv, going to the Mogen Avraham, and then he would decide once, you know, here in the Mogen Avraham, it's the Rosh, he got inspired. He says, let me try it one night. The world's not going to cave in. So he might have to, according to Mogen Avraham, he would have to make Birchas HaTorah. This is like a totally new thing for him. So really, we paskin not like that. So again, it's not much of a practical, for them, the nafkamina would be. He could have in mind by Meir to be Yotzei with Avosayla. He wouldn't really have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Well, that's what the Bir Halacha says. That's his other difference. So there's two ramifications he can think of why you would want to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah with the nighttime Avosayla. That's all. Okay? Let's go to Sif Katan Yudalit, the basic Halacha of Poteres. Sheyesh bo me'ein Birchas HaTorah. This is to answer your question. The same belibeinu lilmoi lulame lishmo v'lasos ulakayim. Oh, v'lachoyra. Here comes the issue of kavana. Midasosam. The mechaber did not specifically speak it out. He says it patters it. Mashma dafilu lo kimein beis habrochu lifter b'zeh Birchas HaTorah sagi. Very important. It's mashma from the mechaber. Even if you don't intend, it should patter. It patters automatically. The Bir Halacha takes issue with this. He says from Rabbeinu Yonah Brachas, it's mashma that if you are not mechaven, then it does not patter. He brings down from the Rosh that it's mashma, it does patter. He then brings down from the Prima Godim. No, that doesn't get a Prima Godim. That's it. Bir Halacha just ends up bringing down those two shitas. He doesn't paskin like either one. He just makes you aware that there's two shitas. I guess he still is okay with assuming you don't need kavana. I mean, what are you going to do? You're certainly not going to make Birchas HaTorah over again after davening if you said Avarabba, even if you have not had kavana. Mishnah Berurah like says that's the mashmos and the machaber, and that's the way it is. That's all. The Rosh certainly wins out over Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of Pesach Halacha. The Rosh is like our standard posek. So the Rosh holds also you don't need kavana. Okay, so that's that. If you learn immediately, is the condition of the machaber to be yotzei with Avarabba or Avosolam. That's the Yerushalmi's condition. Why? Mashma for Bichsa Torah proper, you don't need such a condition. We're no way to learn right away by saying the Psukim and learning the Mishnah of Eilu Dvarim. But Me'ikar Adin, we really paskin that proper Bichsa Torah does not need learning right away. But Avarabba does. When you're Yotzei with Avarabba, you have to learn right away. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that anomaly in Sifkot and Tezvot. The Bichsa Avarabba, even the Niskan Ha'ikar L'Kriya Shema, Lo mischazit l'shem bichas ha-Torah, ela b'shayna miyad. In other words, I'm adding Hesber here. Even if it doesn't need kavana, but it has to have a tzura of bichas ha-Torah. So if you didn't learn right away, so like what you do, you didn't. There's no tzura even. You daven your regular davening. So that's why there's a requirement that they should learn right away to give it sort of the impromptu. There's some word there. It's the word I'm looking for. Impromptur. Anybody know English? Yeah.
It's French.
Impromptur of Bichas HaTorah. Because of Alavush, Shafim has followed the Siyam HaTfilah in the Nikah B'Zehetze, Kibin Shachar Kach Lamed Miyad. With Alavush, the Miri says even more. The immediate learning can be after the end of davening, after Alein. It is not an excuse to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. That's it. You can wait till after davening. And then you learn. That's the right away. Can be after davening. It then transforms into a regular Bichas HaTorah. The Bir Halacha though makes a point which is very important. You know, we're saying you can wait, and you can wait till even after davening. The Bir Halacha says if you talk, you deeper would constitute a hefsek. So I don't know if you talk during a volatzion, achari you ruined it also. Why not? Well, you can wait till after davening to do your immediate learning in order that the Avos Rabbah kicks in and gets transformed into a Bichas HaTorah. But the Bir Halacha speaks out that you cannot talk. That would be a hetzer. So I'm hearing, don't think he's only talking about after davening. He means that whole shetach of Chazaras HaShatz and Tachanun and Achim Valetzion. If you spoke and you haven't learned yet, you've broken the connection and you're not Yosef HaTorah. What?
How about the additions to
that's fine. Anything of a davening sort is not a hefsek. When you finish davening, because you can even like put away your siddur, take out your sforim, take your tzilum, all that is fine. But that's what the Bir Halacha says. You have to be careful not to talk.